You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
I'm really excited. How good is the drawing that's on the front of that? It's awesome. It's the same drawing that's up here on the wall. Our new chalkboard. A declaration over 2019 for all of us, for each and every single one of us. Arzy's actually put that drawing together for us. She's got some skills. Got some skills, no doubt. And today, we as a church in our entirety, whether you're here in the room or you're watching online at home because you've got some sickness in your body, we pray for your healing, by the way, right now in Jesus' name. We start our vision season together as a church. You know, in this card is our declaration on the front. Second page, our mission, what God's called us to. What's our mission? Our mission is the Great Commission. Amen. It's what we're called to. And our vision is in here as well. And on the back, you may not have seen this before, but on the back is our values, things that we hold dear to because we know that our values shape our culture. Our culture is not by accident. Culture is formed by what you value. And we specifically value these things because we want to make sure that we have a clear culture that people can actually excel in every area of their life. So the declaration for this year, for 2019, Isaiah 30, 21. And I declare this over you. I declare this over us. I declare this over me in Jesus' name. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. He will direct you clearly on the path that he has called you to walk. Now, I wanted to encourage each and every single one of us to personally focus on what vision is to you in this season. Vision may be something that you've read on a card or on a board or you read it on the website. I want to encourage you, what is vision to you personally in this season? What are you doing with the vision? Are you becoming the vision? And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go on. Are you becoming the vision? You know, my heart for each of us is to get bigger. To get bigger. Not through food intake, but get bigger spiritually. I want us to get bigger and get healthier and get more and more renewed as the Spirit of God transforms us to be more like Jesus. Both spiritually, personally, in our ministry, in our family, in our God-given abilities, to get bigger, to get healthier in those things, and to get renewed in those things as well. You know, when I'll say this statement for us. When we talk about growth and getting bigger, we're interested in seeing each person become big. Big in mission, big in character, faith, ability to love God, self, and others. We're talking about each person becoming a giant disciple of Jesus Christ. This is the healthier picture of the church that we're committed to. Join us. If you haven't already, join us in this healthy picture of the church that Jesus has called us to. You know, getting bigger is about getting bigger to serve others, getting bigger to love others, getting bigger so that you can love yourself first, amen. It's a thing. Getting bigger so that you can read and perceive what's going on, getting extra insight that you can't get in the natural, that you can only get through the spiritual. You know, in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11, it says this. This is Paul speaking. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. We talk about getting bigger spiritually, getting bigger personally, getting bigger in our ability. I read this scripture and I see when it says to grow maturity, that's the picture of a fully formed disciple, someone who's growing in maturity, growing spiritually, getting bigger, so to speak. We remind ourselves of the vision and mission and values on a regular basis in our church. It's not something that's just popular thinking, and it wasn't just for last season. This is what we carry with us at all times. Where we take the posture of preparing our hearts for where God is leading our church with fresh vision and what's the next step of the declaration for our church this year. Posturing ourselves, preparing ourselves to understand this. You know, in 2015, our declaration, the first declaration, the first Vision Sunday we've had was Dream Bigger, and it should be up on the screen. Dream Bigger. It was 2015 when both myself and Naomi stepped in as senior pastors. 2016 was Be Strong and Courageous. 2017, Come, Follow Me. Jesus speaking to his church, speaking to unbelievers who are yet to know, and come, follow me. I'll show you the right way to go. 2018, power, love, and a sound mind. That's what the Spirit gives us, amen? And 2019, this is the way you should go. It's about seeing and hearing God's direction and his voice through his word, amen? It's the declaration over us for 2019. Why do we put an emphasis on vision? Got a couple of little statements for you to write down, just so you can maybe broaden your understanding of why the focus on vision. Vision helps you make sense of who you're becoming and what you're aiming for. I'll say it again. Vision helps you make sense of who you're becoming and what you're aiming for. Sometimes we may feel like we are a little bit directional. It's like, where am I going? We need a vision in front of us, so that we can rally around it together, so we can set our sights on where God has called us to go together as a church. The next one is vision confirms what God wants you to see and ignites big faith for what you are yet to see. It's like this vision I see in front of me, this is exciting. I'm excited by what I'm seeing. I'm excited by what I'm hearing. But also this faith is igniting and stirring within me for what comes next, God. I'm excited to posture into what's coming next. So this is what I love about God. God has consistently imparted vision and direction to his people. Biblically, prophetically, I love this last one, faithfully. He has faithfully imparted vision and direction to his people. As a church, I speak this out, and this should give you a confidence on the inside. We are committed to godly vision. We are committed to godly vision. See, godly vision is a picture of what God has for your personal reality. Do you want me to say it one more time? Because someone's head's about to go, pfft. Godly vision, what God shows us in his word, is a picture of what God has for your personal reality. He wants to take it off the page, out of the heart of Jesus. These are the words of the living word. He wants it to go into your mind, into your heart, and it becomes your everyday reality. Not something that you think about, I must. It becomes written on our heart. Written on our heart. So our God is a God who speaks vision, directs his people, always has, and always will be. You can be sure of that. We heard this morning, his compassion never runs out. Nothing about God ever runs out. He never runs dry. Always wants to pour out the overflow into every single one of us. You know, from Genesis, God's been speaking vision into creation. He spoke out, let there be light. There was light. He's been speaking words that have become tangible and seen from the beginning of our time. Let there be light, and there was. To Moses, God speaks through an angel in a burning bush. Why? Because God saw the oppression of his people, and he wanted freedom for all. He wanted people to be taken out of slavery. God speaks to everyone. Constantly speaking to everyone, constantly knocking at people's hearts. God speaks to everyone, but to those who make themselves available, to those who listen, to those who activate his desires, he uses them powerfully. He will use you powerfully if you hear, as you listen, as you activate his desires in your life, as the vision becomes your reality, he will use you powerfully. In Matthew 13, this picture of Jesus, this picture of his words speaking to us, says this from verse 11. This is out of the message. He replied, "You've been given insight into God's kingdom. You've been given vision into God's kingdom. I've allowed you to see into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Not everybody has this gift, this insight. Not everybody has this vision that you have. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart for this, the insights and understandings flow freely." Are there ready hearts in this place this morning? My heart is ready for the insights to flow, to overflow. But if there is no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. That's why I tell stories, to create readiness. That's why we talk about the vision that God gives us through his word, to create readiness in our hearts, amen? To nudge people towards receptive insight. In their present state, they can stare to doomsday and not see it. Listen till they're blue in the face and not get it. I don't want Isaiah's forecast to be repeated over again. Your ears are open, but you don't hear a thing. Your eyes are awake, but you don't see a thing. The people are blockheads. This is Jesus speaking, not me this morning. They stick their fingers in their ears so they don't have to listen. They screw their eyes shut so they won't have to look, so they won't have to deal with me face to face to let me heal them. He speaks, he shows, he gives us prophetic insight to see, not so he can tell us what we're doing wrong, not so that he can make you feel like you're the worst person in the world. Why? Because he wants to see you face to face so he can heal you. That's his heart towards humanity. That's not just his heart towards the Christian church. It's his heart towards his creation that he spoke into being. Amen. But you, Gateway, but you have God-blessed eyes, eyes that see, and God-blessed ears, ears that hear. A lot of people and prophets and humble believers among them would have given anything to see what you're seeing, to hear what you're hearing, but never had the chance. Their time came. Study this story of the farmer planting seed. When anyone hears the news of the kingdom and doesn't take it in, it just remains on the surface. Talking about hard hearts. And so the evil one comes along and plucks it out right out of that person's heart. And this is the seed that the farmer scatters on the road, the seed cast into the gravel. This is the person who hears and instantly responds with enthusiasm, passionate enthusiasm. It's a good start. It's a good start, but it's not where God's called us to remain. But there is no soil of character. And so when the emotions wear off and some difficulty arises, there is nothing to show for it. The seed cast into the weeds is the person who hears the kingdom news, the good news of Jesus, but weeds of worry and illusions of getting more and wanting everything under the sun strangle what is heard and nothing comes of it. Picture of seeing the vision and hearing the vision. So, yes, I want that and more. And so focused on everything except the one thing that God has called us to plant deep in our hearts. The seed that is cast on good earth is the person who hears and takes in the news and then produces a harvest beyond his wildest dreams. And so my heart for us today is that we are the soft soil, we are the healthy soil, we are the rich soil, We're the hearts that are soft before Jesus, saying, God, we want to hear it. We want to see it. Our eyes are blessed. Our ears are open. They're blessed. They're wide open to hear everything you've got to say to us as individuals and a church. We are big disciples and soft-hearted disciples, hearts that are rich and fertile, hearts that are ready, a harvest ready. And I say this over each and every single one of us, this is your year. I don't think I've ever said that before, from this is your year. You are becoming a big disciple. You are getting bigger in Jesus' name. To hear like never before. This is your year to hear like never before, to see like never before, to act and do like you have never done before. Essentially, what I'm saying is you are going to be mission and vision active in Jesus' name. You know, this year, we as a church, we're embracing the same posture as Samuel. You know, as Samuel was a young child learning to hear the voice of God, his teacher directed him to take the posture of speak, for your servant hears. The posture of speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Now, 1 Samuel 3, verse 7 to 11, but specifically verse 10, it says this, and the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant hears. Then the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I'm about to do a thing in Israel, which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. A moment where God arrests the people of the city. You know, in John 10, 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I don't know about you, but I'm happy to declare myself this morning a sheep. Happy to declare myself as a sheep. Happy to declare myself as part of his flock. See, when we know that we're a sheep and we're not living for ourselves with anything extra in our lives, his sheep hear the voice of Jesus. He knows them. He knows you. He knows us. And I declare over us, this is one of our declarations. Come, follow me. I'm following you, Jesus. It echoes in our hearts. It's the word of God. Come, follow me. So we are the hearers. We are the seers. We are learning to be hearers. We are followers of Jesus. We're disciples of Jesus. And I declare because of this that we will know the way to go as his church because we hear his voice and we follow him. You know, the reward for those who hear is powerful. The reward for those who hear the voice of God, who hear the word of God, is powerful. In Luke 18:15, this is what it says. And the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. You're like, oh, I just feel like I'm just hanging in there, just like, Jesus, come back soon because I don't know how much longer I can. No, that's not the posture as big disciples that we take. The posture that we take is, the seeds, the word of God, fell on the good soil because we have been redeemed by Jesus as honest, good-hearted people, and we hear the word of God and we cling to, not the rapture, we cling to his word. We cling to the promises of his word, and because of it, we are patiently producing a huge harvest. What's the harvest that I'm declaring? What's the harvest that I'm clinging to? A harvest of disciples. It's the mission that we are forward-facing towards. People coming into relationship with Jesus. And so we declare over our church, we declare over our city, our families, every space that we're called to, we are good soil. We are good hearts. We are hearing. We are listening. We're clinging to your word, God. We're patiently pursuing and we're patiently sowing and we're patiently tending and we're patiently discipling. We're patiently preaching and shepherding and harvesting in Jesus' name. That is our declaration. Amen. It's like, Pastor, I just come to church on Sundays. I'm so glad that you're here on Sundays. And I'm praying that as you walk out this year, as you hear him, he's going to be speaking to you, which is the way to go. He's going to be speaking to you. What needs to come in light? What do I need to cling to, God? Am I clinging to Sunday? Or am I clinging to you, Jesus, and all your words? And it is going to become such a revelation for you. You're going to be empowered and get bigger this year. Amen. Romans 10, 17 says this. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. You want to know how your faith is going to grow this year? Hearing. Not hearing opinion. Not hearing the latest idea. Not hearing about what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that and what's wrong with our secular society, all important things. But that is not where your faith is going to be expanded this year. Your faith is going to grow. Your faith is going to get bigger this year because you hear through the word of Christ, the word of God. We are stepping into big faith this year, bigger than we've ever done before, because we've heard and we're hearing. We're stepping into big faith because we've heard and we're hearing. What have we heard and we're hearing? The word of God and none other. It is growing our faith. By faith, we're stepping into that. Amen? Just as Emily comes to start off with this morning, I'm going to read a parcel of Isaiah 30. And I'm not going to teach on this too much this morning. But what I want you to understand is we are going to teach deeply on this parcel of Scripture this year. And I don't get distracted by some of the words that you hear and say, what's going on here? It is perfectly fitting into what God is speaking to us as a church. Isaiah 30, starting at verse 20. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, he will still be with you and teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. I don't know about you, but I'm okay with that. Regardless of the trials and tribulations that come in my life, I said I wouldn't teach on it, but I'm going anyway. Regardless of the trials and tribulations that come into my life, he will still be with me and teach me. Regardless of what's going on in your world, of adversity, of challenges, of loss, of grief, whatever it is, he is still with you and he is still teaching you. And you hold on to this, you cling to the word of God, you hear this, you will see your teacher with your own eyes. You will have vision to see God. You have vision to see what he wants to show you. Verse 21, your own ears will hear him right behind you. A voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images. You will throw them out like filthy rags, saying to them, good riddance. So, Pastor, I'm a believer. I don't have any gold images that I worship in my house. This year is a year of searching the very innermost parts of our hearts. If there is anything in me, God, that shouldn't be there, anything that exalts itself over you, God, let me hear about it. Let me see it. I want to be taught. I want to hear from my teacher, because I don't want to carry it with me anymore. I want to throw it away like the filthy rag that it is. Nothing in my life will exalt itself over you. No opinion, no addiction, no sin. No codependence, no bad emotional practice. Oh, they're the gold images you're talking about. I'm prepared to posture in this year to let God show me those things, see those things, hear about those things, and then you make the decision to grab those things and throw them away like the filthy rags that they are in Jesus' name. How good is God? Loves us so deeply, loves us so much that He's prepared to speak to us, to show us. Verse 23. Then the Lord will bless you with rain at planting time. There will be wonderful harvests and plenty of pasture for your livestock. Well, hang on a second. That sounds like that passage out of Luke. Yes, it does, doesn't it? As we step into everything that God's got for us, as we take out of us everything that can't come with us, the blessing of God will rain down upon us personally. You say, oh, I thought I was already blessed. You are blessed already. This is about becoming bigger, becoming more Christ-like. This is the picture of us becoming more Christ-like and all the things that God has got for us. And so when I see this passage of Scripture and I look at the entirety of that path, what I see is this. I see, hear, go. See, hear, go. You want to change that G for a D? Feel free. See, hear, do. See, hear, do. This is a year. You're going to learn how to see. It's like, I don't know how to see in the things of God. I don't know how to hear in the things of God. I don't know how to do in the things of God. I say this with a heart full of passion and enthusiasm for each and every single one of us. We are going to teach this year how to see, how to hear, and how to do. It will not be a mystery for you anymore. There will be an open door standing before you where you walk into everything that God's got for you and you're activated for the kingdom like never before. Where's God going to activate me? Where He's already got you. Where He's already got you. That's where He's called you. Whether it's your workplace, volunteering in the community, helping in a sports club, coaching, teaching students, whatever it is that you do during the week, that is the place where God is going to teach you how to see, hear, and do. There is going to be a harvest through you in the space that He's called you to. See, God is, just as the band comes, God is about personally revealing Himself in relationship. It was His pattern from the beginning in the garden. He spoke the world into being. He spoke humanity into being. What's one of the key things that He did with Adam and Eve? Spent time with them in the garden. They were His created. Loved them so deeply, and so He has always been about personally revealing Himself in relationship. Speaking clearly to the hearts of those He loves and guiding us in the way that we should go. That's why He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, to help guide us in the way that we should go. Where are we going this year? We're going where He's going, because we're followers of Jesus. We are followers of the one who said, come, follow me. This is the way that we go. I say it one more time. This is the way that we go. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? In front of you, can I just encourage you to open that up right now? And I want you to look at the page that has our vision written on. something that I was speaking to our leaders about last week is this. When you read this vision, this is not a vision for the person next to you. This is not a vision for the people in your workplace. This is not a vision for the people of our city, even though it is a vision for all of those people, right? This is a vision for you. This is your personal vision for who you are and who you are becoming in Jesus' name. So I would prefer that when you read this, you read it like this. I am the church where all can come into relationship with God and follow Jesus. I am becoming that more and more. I am the church where all will know the image and identity found in Christ. And I am the person that first of all finds that for me, so that I can help others find it in Jesus' name. I want you to personalize this. Don't read it like you're reading something written on a wall. Don't read it as a speech that can be given to a room full of people. Read it so personally. This is what God has for you. This is who you're becoming in Jesus' name. I am growing together and I'm walking together as a community of people to demonstrate the heart of Christ in my words, my actions, and my deeds. This is the place where we're reading it from in Jesus' name. Can I ask you, just take a moment to read that right now. We're in no rush this morning. Read it and speak it over yourself in Jesus' name this morning. Spirit is actually moving and speaking. Just pause yourself for a moment. Let Him begin to speak to you. Let Him begin to show you. Let Him see. Let your perception, your insight begin to grow even right now in this. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your ears to hear. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You know, this is what I love about the heart of our God. He is constantly postured in a position where he wants to speak to His creation. Wants to speak to all humanity, wants to draw people back into relationship with God. So this morning, just with every eye closed, you may not know Jesus personally and have a relationship with Him. You may have walked your own journey and gone your own way for a little while, and you know that God is speaking to you to come back and be in close relationship with Him again. You may not know what it is to have your sin forgiven, and be found a new creation in Jesus this morning. Let he who has ears hear. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you, and he wants you to hear his voice. Romans 10 verse 9. I encourage you with this passage of scripture. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you haven't heard anything this morning, let this be the one thing that you hear, the word of God. Let yourself hear this morning. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You'll be brought into relationship with God. If that's you this morning, with every eye closed, I want to give you the opportunity to step into that relationship today, to know him personally, to be forgiven and be found known by God, to be found belonging in God. If that's you, on the count of three, I want to invite you to lift up your hand if that's you, whether it's the first time or whether you know that this is your moment. Salvation, a prayer of new beginnings in Jesus' name. Why don't we pray this prayer this morning? Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died on a cross and that you rose again for the forgiveness of my sins. I surrender my life before you. I repent of my sin, and I choose from this day to follow you. From this day on, I am found known. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I am so excited for you. If you prayed that prayer for the 1,999th time, I am so excited for you. This is your moment of stepping into everything. In fact, I'm so excited about it. Can I ask everybody to actually put their hands together? Congratulate every single person. Awesome. We are in for an amazing year. And I haven't spoken about this to you, our church, whether you're in the room or watching this morning. We are in one of the greatest seasons that we have been in as a church since I've been here for 15 years. Really? I've just joined. Awesome. I'm letting you know that right now in this season, this moment, we are in one of the greatest seasons where God is pouring out upon us and in us and through us. Why am I making you aware of that? Don't let the season pass you by and lament for what used to be. Rejoice and celebrate and be active in this season right now. Amen? Awesome.